Snow, Kitty Wells, Dottie West, Farron Young, the Chuck Cassidy Singers, the Tony Mordante Dancers, and Ross, all on the Jimmy Dean Show. Brought to you by Excedrin, analgesic tablets, the extra strength pain reliever. Excedrin.
Texas, I'm going there to see. No other fella knows her, no other only me. Well, she learned it when I left her, I thought would break her heart. And if we ever meet again, we never both will part.
Here's the sweetest little rumba that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew.
Talk about your dearest maid and sing of
Rosalie. But the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me.
Tell you what a genuine pleasure it is to be back in the great city of Nashville, Tennessee, if for no other reason than when you walk out here, you hear a bunch of people let go like that. That's great. Thank you. We don't deserve it, but we'll sure soak it up and enjoy every bit of it. What we are going to do on this show is try to present songs and artists, the biggest songs and some of the biggest artists for the past 25 years in country music. And I want to tell you, I could not to save my life think of a better way to start it than we're going to start it. The guy that I'm about to introduce is, he's really a legend in his own time. He is a man that has been here on this stage a jillion times, and it's the first time he has graced our show, and we are honored and delighted to have the genuine king of country music, Mr. Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific, from between the flowing mountains to the south built by the shores, she's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, rumble and the roar as she glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear that lonesome hobo's call. You're traveling through the jungle zone, the Wabash Cannonball. Shack, just a little shanty by the railroad track. The humming of the driver was my lullaby when a freight train whistle taught me how to drive. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. When the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, I guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blues. Steamboat whistle never stirs my soul. Aeroplanes and autos always leave me cold. The only thing that makes me want to navigate is the wildcat whistle on the southbound freight. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. When the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, I guess I'm never gonna lose the freight train blues.
Hey, Jim. Jim. Yes, you. Yeah. We did, come here. We did some on rehearsal, and the folks liked it. And I'll tell you, this is Jimmy Riddle. This is the boy who's played harmonica with Roy for a long, long time. But there used to be a guy here on the opera. His name was D. Ford Bailey. And he played a tune called The Fox Chase. And Jimmy just plays the dickens out of it. And if you listen real close, you can hear the dogs and the fox and everything going. All right? You want to do it? Okay. The next young lady has the song that she's going to start with. She wrote, and it has been a big song in the country field, her record of it, and there have been some very, very big popular records of it. And she's been on our show before, and it's always a delight to see this pretty thing back. Dottie West, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. existing in this house instead. No flowers are blooming.
Got the prettiest red hair. It's a shame we haven't got color
television. I'm glad you told them it's red. That's the biggest question I'm asked. All the time they want to know if I really have red hair.
Well, it's kind of the long and the short of it. Long red hair and short black roots. But I was talking about the dress and everything. You just look great.
Well, thank you. I want to tell you how nice it is to...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Fine and dandy. Thank you, Dottie. All right, Dottie West. You ain't got a bit fatter, I'll tell you that. When I used to work a local, the first network show that I did was on CBS in the early morning. And that went off due to illness. They got sick of me. But there was a fellow that worked with us regularly. And he has done so well in the country field, and it's a pleasure to come down here and run into a longtime buddy again and have him do a couple of his big songs for you. Say hello to George Hamilton the Fourth. Go there, Slim.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene. Worth Dallas or Houston or in San Antone, there's a little girl a-waiting for me and she's all alone. In Beaumont, Lubbock or Austin or old El Paso, she waits for me, I know. I don't care if she's pretty or sexy, long as she comes from deep in the heart of Texas. Somewhere round about Fort Worth, Dallas or Houston or old El Paso, she waits for me, I know. She waits for me,
aspirin or Excedrin.
Would you believe, Farron, that we're 8 minutes in the show and I'm a minute behind already, old friend. So would it bother you too much if I just said, ladies and gentlemen, a great talent, Farron Young. Here he is.
Hello, Waltz.
Hello.
I think so for you today. Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away. And I'll bet you plan to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, Celia.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep. So won't you bear with me a while? We've gotta all stick together or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
So walk in a sad sing, let them have a jubilee. I wanna leave a lot of happy women, yeah, make it pretty thoughts for me. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. It'd be not approve of the things I do, they really don't bother me. Said don't ever think you're gonna chop it down. I'm gonna sit foot loose, and sit free, jump back, make tracks, move out. Let the pretty gals and me. I wanna live fast, love hard, die Jimmy Dean, I mean Farron Young, and leave a beautiful memory.
When we came to Nashville to do this special, of all the people that should turn out to be an authority on country music, even written a book on the subject, yes, my old buddy Ralph.
Let's see, we got here the history of country music by Ralph. And I want you folks to know this is one of the greatest books that was ever wrote.
Not wrote.
That was ever written?
No. I have written.
Well, written, wroten. Who's ever read this book says it's rotten.
Well, you know, it might not be that bad. Why don't you read some of it?
All right. Chapter 1. Who first played country music? In 1736, George Washington's father says to little George, "Who chopped down that cherry tree?" And George says, "I cannot tell a lie. I chopped down that cherry tree. I need the wood to make a guitar." You see, that's why Washington is called the father of our country. Music. Country music. You see.
Oh, boy, they're getting worse.
Yes, indeed. We don't need that one. Okay. Then in 1737, Benjamin Franklin was flying his kite in a thunderstorm, you see. And when lightning struck the kite, he handed the string to George, and that's how we got our first electric guitar. Yes, indeed.
You know, this comes as somewhat of a joke to me. You know, I didn't know that Washington and Franklin had guitars.
Oh, silly boy. Why, George and Ben were the original flattened scrubs.
Get out of here. Come on.
Here we go. Let's see. Chapter 2 now.
All right. Yeah.
Chapter 2 is 3 surefire ways to make a country song a hit.
Oh, pray tell me of
all. Okay. One. Bring the song to Buck Owens.
That'll do it.
2, bring it to Eddie Arnold.
Uh-huh.
3, bring it to Sophia Loren.
What?
Well, bring the third way, the third way may not guarantee you a hit, but what a wild recording session.
You got a point. You got a point.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, you know, Ralph, something now that you're on the subject of the history of country music, maybe you don't know that some of our great country songs have come from grand opera. Did you know that? Things
no.
Like Carmen.
Like Carmen?
Sure. She'll be Carmen round the mountain when she's Carmen.
After that, Jimbo, there's only one thing I can say to you.
What's that?
May the bird of paradise fly up your nose.
I'm sorry.
Anyhow, look. to get back to my book here, you know, I spent a lot of time researching this.
Really?
Know? Oh, yes. I spent an entire day in the back room of Ernest Tubbs' record shop.
Well, what'd you find out there?
3 of the Texas troubadours taking a bubble bath with Ernest.
I never heard of such a thing.
You never heard of rub-a-dub-dub, 3 men in a tub?
Together a long time. That's the worst one you ever pulled, I'll tell you.
Bad, yes. Hey, but listen, I found a bunch of great records while I was there, though.
What, collector's items?
Oh, you bet your cutting, picking guitar pick.
Well, let's see here.
Just take a look at these. Yes, sir. Here we got like Hank Snow. You see?
Yeah.
And Roy Acuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
And let's see, Jimmy Dean. Let's see, we got Tex Ritter.
Mm. What do you...
There's Hank Snow.
Yeah, but if you... Was
Jimmy Dean.
Now, you wait a minute. What's wrong with my records?
Don't ask me. Ask them. Yeah, hey, but wait. Oh, yes, I'll put this. Hey, but you haven't seen the greatest of them all.
What's
Take
that?
A look at this. This is the rarest record in the entire world.
Yeah?
Yes. This is the rarest. This is the most authentic record in the entire world.
What is it?
This is the song. This is a song that Grandpa Jones sang to Elizabeth Taylor in Cleopatra.
Grandpa Jones wasn't in Cleopatra.
I know. That's what makes it so rare.
All right.
Hey, you want to hear it?
Love to.
Hey, maestro, give us a cadenza and an arpeggio, too. Oh, there's a big holler tree down the road there for me where you lay down a dollar or two.
You go round the bend and you come back again with a jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Ah! I call it that old Mountain Dew.
One of the most popular television shows in the past decade was preceded by some music that I think had a great deal to do with the success of the show. It was a thing called The Ballad of Jed Clampett and the guys that did it, and also had a big record on it, are Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs of Auggie Mountain Boy.
Story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And one day he was shooting at some food. Up through the ground comes a bubbling pool. All that is black gold, Texas tea.
Thank you.
folks said, Jet, move away from there. Said California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and the boat to Beverly Hills. That is swimming pools, movie star. Say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. I won't invite you back again to this locality to have a heaping heaven of the hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks, you all come back in. Much blood.
We're going to call on the Smoky Mountain Boys and Paul Warren and the Old Time Fiddle, and we're going to get the Tony Mordenty Dancers and get things rolling along. If you're ready, young, let her go. All right.
Jackson Timbers in started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John, Big John,
a big bad John.
Big John.
Now, they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
A big bad John.
Big John.
A big bad John. Thank you. That was a song that was awfully, awfully good. It was awfully good to the Dean family back in about 1961. Sold an awful lot of records. As a matter of fact, about 3 million of them. And it's nice to have one do that well, but it has a sad part. The sad part being that when one sells that well, nobody ever hears the other side of the record. And since the other side of the record is somewhat of a classic, I feel, just out of fairness, if nothing else, we ought to do it. And I believe that this song could conceivably maybe contribute something to the more cultural aspect of our show. Well, if you will, Maestro. Gentlemen, don't shine the boots, Bob.
Well, it's springtime for the mountains, and I'm full of Mountain Dew. Can't even read my catalog like I used to do. I'm sitting in that little chair, way back up the house. Here comes old Jake with all the hounds, but he's gonna hear me down. Hey, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. I'll put them hounds back in the pen, quit your silly friend. I don't know if I'm half tired, but I'm beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. I was headed for the general store with a silly thing I see. They make them in the city, and it's called a magazine. I turned to page 32, and look at what I found. Them gals wear clothes that we ain't seen beneath them gingham gals. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. I'll put them hounds back in the pen, with some silly glitter. Moon is right and I'm half tight, oh, I'm just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
I'll go chasing women.
In 1957 and 58, there was a great big record recorded by the guy that I'm just about to introduce. I'm not going to say the name of the song because I think it'll ring quite a bell. I'm just going to say hello to Sonny James. Would you please? There you go.
Tells me no one could take your place. Ever in my heart. Young love, first love, filled with true devotion. Young love, how her love we share.
With deep
emotion. years. You're the beat of my heart. You're my thoughts when we're apart.
The fellow that I'm about to introduce is one of the genuine giants in country music and has been for a long time. I don't know, what can you say about a guy like this? He's had one hit after the other. The singing ranger, Mr. Hank Snow. Here he is.
The blue and blue said hello to the Southland. We're coming to you when we're moving on. We're rolling on. You had to laugh at me, but I've set you free and I'm moving on. Mr. Engineer, pick up the rattling hand. The smile of the plans of in the southern land. Keep moving me on. Keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time and keep rolling on. Warned you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen. No, baby, no mind. Oh, I'm moving on. I'm rolling on. He broke and you fell, and it's all over now. So I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had to play, you're gonna want your daddy. But your daddy will say, keep moving on. Say, don't wait too long. I'm through with you. Too bad you're blue. Keep moving on.
Has a hit record. Her son has a hit record. He acts in McHale's Navy. Her son does. And she has been for many years, and justly so, referred to as the queen of country music. And I'm referring to Kitty Wells. There she is.
Leaving me alone and so
blue. But I'll always dream till I'll never own you, making believe it's all I can do. Can't hold you close when you're not with me. You're somebody.
This is the best friend that I have in the business.
You dirty bird.
My good buddy, who incidentally just became a new daddy 3 weeks ago, another bouncing boy, ladies and gentlemen, Carl Smith.
Hey, Joe. Now, which find that pretty girly? Which get that jolly jolly? I'll do it that dish I was mine. Hey, Joe. Now she got skin as creamy, dreamy eyes. Looks so lovey-dovey. Lips are red, a cherry berry wine. Now listen, Joe, I know. But oh, buddy, let me tell you how I feel. She's a honey, she's a sugar pie. And I'm warning you, I'm gonna try to steal her from you. Hey, Joe. Now we'll be friends until the end, but this looks like the end, my friend. I gotta have that dolly for my own. Live a little before we say goodbye. Well, I draw my money out of the bank. I'll buy you roses and some pretty things. Oh, let's live a little before we say goodbye. You'll wear yellow. Well, we'll pretend we're happy.
it's a lie. So let's live a little before we say goodbye.
To the heart, son. Just help.
I want to impose on the good nature, and goodness knows you've been great here this evening, but I want to kind of impose on you a little bit. I want you to forget for just a little while that you are an audience here at the Grand Ole Opry or Ryman Auditorium, and I'd like you to become troops, soldiers of the Confederacy. Wait, whoa, no, that's over. That little unpleasantness of 61 is out of the way. That's all done with. But I want you to become troops. Now then, this is my house right here, and you are a mile away from my house, and you're coming home, and you're tired, and you're thirsty, and you're hungry. But to keep your spirit up just a little, you start to sing as you march along. Now, if I can have a little marching type music, all right? That's fine. Now, you're a mile away from my house now, you see. So I can just barely hear you, but sing real soft, all right? But everybody sing. Here we go.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there, and now forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixieland, where I was born, early on across the morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixieland, I'll take my stand to live and die in Dixie.
Now that's fine.
You're doing good.
But now then, on the next chorus, when I'm singing, and when we start it, you're still far away, but as I give you this, you're getting closer, you see? You're getting closer. And when we get to that chorus, you know that at my house, there's water and there's food, and when you get right in front of that, the end of the chorus, buddy, I want to hear from you because you're right in front of my house. You got it? And if there's a rebel out there and wants to holler, it's all right. So now we start off soft, but we get going, all right?
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixieland, where I was born early on across the morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Go!
I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixieland, I'll take my stand to live and die. Away, 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 I'm proud of Dixie. Away, 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 I'm proud in
shy of that precious commodity called time. We would like to thank very much the guys who handle all these jobs here. From WSIM and WSIX here in Nashville, Tennessee. Also, thanks to the Holiday Inn and out at Capitol Hill who kind of put our whole troop up and made our stay a very pleasant one. And you folks that have joined us, thank you so much. And we hope that you at home have had a good time. Until I see you again, wherever it may be. Good luck to you. God bless you. Everybody at your house. Bless your heart. Very much, Miles. Good for you. Thank you.